With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A U.S. warship has shot down 14 suspected attack drones over the Red Sea, and a Royal Navy destroyer downed another drone that was targeting commercial ships this weekend. Houthi rebels in Yemen have launched a series of attacks on vessels in the Red Sea. That body of water is one of the world's busiest shipping routes. Organizers of a deadly ultra-marathon in China have received prison sentences for negligence.
Photographs taken of the runners on the start line show some of them wearing just shorts and T-shirts. They were woefully unprepared for the 100-kilometre race in the Chinese province of Gansu 2 years ago. The organisers hadn't provided windproof or warm weather clothing to protect against the freezing rain, hail and gale-force winds that hit the competitors. It also ignored forecasts that predicted cold weather along the mountainous route and hadn't prepared for emergencies. 7 people have now been jailed for failing to prevent the tragedy.
BBC correspondent Mickey Bristow. A NASA telescope has recorded the biggest solar flare in years.
This largest episode since 2017 took place last Thursday and temporarily interfered with radio communication in the U.S. and in other sunlit parts of the world at the time. NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory caught the action in extreme ultraviolet light. The sun is nearing the peak of its 11-year or so solar cycle. Maximum sunspot activity is predicted for 2025. George Williams reporting.
The Congressional Budget Office says it expects inflation to nearly hit the Federal Reserve's 2% target rate sometime next year, as overall growth is expected to slow and unemployment is expected to rise into 2025, according to updated economic projections for the coming 2 years. This is SRN News. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation is urging Congress to pass new laws that would keep children from accessing pornography online.
We're just asking for very common sense laws that would help the laws online be a little bit more similar to the laws offline.
Spokesman Haley McNamara tells SRN News.
It's not legal or permissible offline to share child abuse materials or to facilitate sex trafficking. We just want that to be reflected in the online spaces.
Digital pornographers are spending big money to convince lawmakers not to act. New Mexico is one of 7 states that allow abortions to be obtained at all stages of pregnancy, and it's become a major abortion destination. That hasn't stopped some conservative city and county governments in the blue state from passing local abortion bans. However, most of those laws have been put on hold by the New Mexico Supreme Court. This is SRN News. The fight against drunk driving continues.
U.S. auto safety regulators say they've taken the first step toward requiring devices in vehicles that prevent drunk or impaired driving. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has announced it's starting the process to put a new federal safety standard in place, requiring the technology in all new passenger vehicles. Such devices were required in the bipartisan infrastructure law that was passed by Congress in 2021. John Scott reporting.
Sports news: Chiefs coach Andy Reid fined $100,000 and quarterback Patrick Mahomes fined $50,000 for criticizing officials following a 20-17 loss to Buffalo. Reid and Mahomes violated the NFL's policy about public criticism of game officials for comments about an offside penalty that clearly should have been called, but they felt it shouldn't have. It called back a play that would have won the game for them. This is SRN News.